VorpalNetwork.com.
This episode of The Tome is brought to you by RPGNow.com, the leading source of PDF gaming products, GMDice.com, because you can never have too many dice, and listeners like you. Thanks for using The Tome's Amazon store.
Hey, this is Elminster of Shadowdale, and you're listening to The Tome.
Welcome to The Tome, episode 98. The Tome is a D&D news, reviews, and interviews show, and I'm your Tome host, Jeff Greiner. In this episode, we examine the tools of the game with player and DM resources. Today, I'm going to give you some picks, both good and bad, for the players and the DM in your games. I'll be looking at character record sheets, codexes, folios, generators, all for players, as well as for DMs, DM screens, campaign record, cheat minis, bonus tools, magnetic tokens, and dungeon tiles. It's going to be a rapid-fire episode, but people like the Forgotten Realms transition episode with the same format, and this one has been a long time in the making. But first, an announcement. To all of you who have been forum regulars for a while now, and if you aren't, why aren't you? We're having a blast over there chatting it up about the show, the game, and much more. The Vorpal Network site has been recently hacked. Due to the fabulous technical skills of our webmasters, the backup was almost immediately put into place, and all forum posts were preserved. But all the user accounts have to be recreated. I don't know if I should be proud that we reached a state of nobility that someone would bother to hack us, or if I should be angry at the severe inconvenience of it all. But that's what's going on. I think I'm going to stick with angry. I'm also going to try a little something new with how I place the sponsors in this episode. Folks in the forum seem to like what I've done so far, getting them done early, and then moving on to the rest of the episode. But I thought I'd try to break the episode a little bit, with the sponsors more set in the middle, and I wanted to know what format you guys liked better, just to test it out and see how it goes. So hop over to the forums at thetomeshow.com and let me know which method you like the most. And lastly, you may have noticed that The Tome Show is approaching episode 100. I'm going to celebrate this landmark with an episode full of stories inspired by the question, what does D&D mean to you? If you would like to participate in sharing a story, please email me at thetomeshow@gmail.com or swing by the forums. Time is short for getting these in, so don't wait. I have set up a voicemail line where you can call in using your regular phone and leave your story or other feedback and messages for the show. I look forward to seeing if this is something you enjoy. If you do, I may keep the number around. Just call 206-202-4553. That's 206-202-4553. And with that, on to player resources. The first thing I'm going to look at is the Wizards of the Coast character record sheets. Honestly, the official Wizards of the Coast character record sheets were a huge disappointment. The sheets are basically free online. They're the same sheets that are in the back of the player's handbook. The power cards are not a standard size sheet of paper, so it makes it a little tougher to copy it neatly and easily. The folder is high quality if you need a good folder to carry your characters in. But it could have also been a lot more useful and had more useful information on it. It's got one little chart about how much experience you need to level up. But that's about it, and it could have been a great resource, sort of like a DM screen for players. In total, it costs $9.95. I would say buy this if you can get it cheap and maybe have some money to throw away. Honestly, not highly recommended. Goodman Games also created what they call the Character Codex. This one gives you a place for all the details of your PC, including stats, cohorts, notes on the campaign, and even how to design your own keep for your character when they get powerful enough to have such a thing. The codex feels very old school. It has some areas that are extremely useful and some areas that may be a little bit less useful. Like, what if I don't want to have a keep? That's a wasted page now. And I wish I could detail every single power in extreme detail so that I never have to crack open a book. And I don't know that I would pull that off with the character codex. But at only $4.99, it is infinitely more useful than the Wizards of the Coast sheets. buy it for an old school feel, and buy it if you want to have a lot of room to detail and provide fluff for your character. To compare to that, we also have the Green Ronin character folio in a very similar sort of format. This one gives you all of the value of the Goodman Codex, but is more focused on the crunch of the character. It gives detailed pages for stats, all of the information about my powers, companions, tracking my advancement, but it leaves very little room for fluff and adding more background to my characters. This folio also doesn't have the aesthetic appeal in the interior as the Goodman's or the Wizards of the Coast ones provide. For the most part, the text, the boxes, the layout looked like something that could be done fairly easily with a normal word processing program. At $4.95, this is still well worth the cost for a long-term character. Next up is the character generator on Dungeons & Dragons Insider from Wizards of the Coast. This, my friends, is fan-freaking-tastic. I have fallen in love with the character generator. This program alone makes my monthly subscription fee to D&D Insider well worth the price. You get the joy of building a character with all the options and things that you might want to do to the character, and the ease and efficiency that this product gives you. And then the final product is a sheet that looks absolutely great, prints off as several pages with normal player's handbook style stat cards for all of your powers and everything, only with the numbers for your specific character plugged into it automatically. It does a fantastic job. It automatically updates with info on every single book and online article that Wizards of the Coast produces. So every Dragon Magazine article suddenly becomes a ton more useful because I don't have to carry around a PDF, a printout, or if you want to go old school, a magazine in order to remember what to do with my character next. Every feat, every race, every class, every item, every build is built into this program with my subscription. It is awesome. It does have some downfalls. Obviously, the printed page of the character codex, the character folio, and the official Wizard of the Coast sheets, those printed pages are very high quality. High quality folders, high quality paper, high quality artwork. You can't guarantee that when you're printing it yourself at home. Obviously, you're not going to have the same quality stock of paper and that kind of thing. At the very best, you're going to be paying $5 a month for this instead of $5 and then you have it forever. That said, I can also have as many characters as my hard drive can hold, as opposed to just one that would go into the other resources. You do need to either have your laptop at the game, or more likely, print out a new character sheet every single time your character levels, which means you could be going through a lot of paper and ink by the time you go from first level to 30th level. And of course, an extreme frustration to me, it's not available on Mac or on Linux. As a bit of a fruit that's a Mac user, this is very frustrating to me. Luckily, I have some resources that allow me to still run it. But my primary computer doesn't get to see this program, and it's unfortunate. The other big downfall to this is that customizing and house ruling a character is very, very difficult. And if you're using third-party sources a lot, you're going to have a hard time making this product work for you. If you're sticking mostly to what comes out from Wizards of the Coast, though, this is probably the greatest resources I've seen for D&D character creation in my 20 years of gaming. And speaking of awesome resources for your game, this episode of The Tome Show is brought to you by RPGNow.com. My pick for this week is the D&D Adventure Bundles. You get a PDF of an adventure from Wizards of the Coast, like Keep on the Shadowfell or King of the Trollhunt Warrens or any of the others that they've published. And then along with it, you get a Fiery Dragon creature counter intended to go along with that adventure. So you get your adventure from Wizards of the Coast and then get out some cardstock and a printer, and all of a sudden you've got all the minis you need for that adventures. A huge time saver for a DM like me who likes his minis to actually look like the creatures that you're fighting.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
Now let's talk about some DM resources. Let's first look at the Wizards of the Coast DM screen. The physical feel of this product is awesome. It is literally board game thick. It's no longer the cheap cardstock piece of paper. It is something that you could kill your players with if they make you mad. It is awesome. The charts inside are extremely useful. It is the first DM screen that I've actually used on a regular basis in 20 years of gaming. And at $9.95, this is a fantastic value. Every DM should have the official Wizards of the Coast DM screen. Next on the list is the Goodman Games DM campaign record. This looks and feels great. The quality of the production is top-notch. It's a little yet less useful for using a published setting, but it's great for developing one as you run your game. It has spots for PC and NPC statistics, which is fine, although I don't see myself digging out this resource and looking at these things in the middle of a game. But for a full campaign, I can't imagine there's enough statistics to include all the NPCs that you might need stats for. So it does have some limited usage. I think what this is good for is developing a new campaign from scratch. It's okay at tracking your current campaign that's in progress. At $4.99, this may be just what you need to get your ideas down on paper and sorted out for the game that you're going to be starting in a few weeks or a month or whatever. Next, I'm going to look at the bonus tools, again, from D&D Insider, made by WotC. There's two of them that are specific to DMs. I'm not mentioning the ability generator, because it's more or less a random number generator, or setting up your arrays, and it's kind of bleh. But what is useful for DMs is the Encounter Builder and the Monster Builder. The Encounter Builder is good for finding creatures to put in your fights, and making sure you stick to an experience point budget. However, it's Wizards of the Coast only creatures. It doesn't provide you any statistics. It's just simply for helping you figure out what is and is not appropriate for a easy, medium, or difficult fight for characters of your level. What's even better than that, though, I think, is the Monster Builder. It's good for making your own custom monsters. It walks you through the steps and gives you advice and little things to keep in mind. And then by the end, your final product is a stat block in the standard format of all the stat blocks in all the books, ready to go, printed off, and you've created your own monster that looks like a professional monster right out of Wizards of the Coast. Everything is manual entry, so you're not going to be using this to take your Encounter Builder monsters and use your monster manual creatures, and then retype them all in. It would take forever to do that. I'd personally rather just handwrite it if that's what I have to do. But if I'm generating my own monster from scratch, this is a great resource. Another resource I really like is the Disposable Heroes from Precis Games. This is fantastic paper or printable minis, and plastic stands for them are available. The art is good, although not perfectly aligned with everything D&D, and it could use some more monsters, critters, and various sized minis, but the customizing ability of this product is awesome. It is great. I cannot recommend this highly enough. Yesterday for my game, I needed 20 zombies. So an hour before the game came up, I went on my account, I printed off 20 full-color cardstock zombies, and within 15 minutes of starting, I was ready for battle. The cost is $3.95 for the static or pre-printed sheets that you cannot customize, but for $6.95, the customizable versions are highly, highly recommended. And then for $8.95, you can get the plastic stands, 30 of them, which I recommend for ease of use. You can always print off your customizable ones as triangular shaped so that they can stand on their own, but then you start getting into the need to do taping and that kind of stuff. Whereas the plastic ones, I can lay them flat, pull them out, stick them in a stand, I'm done, I'm ready to go. And of course, they don't just have things for D&D. They also have modern, pulp, cyberpunk, specific settings, specific games, general fantasy, all kinds of great resources. Next, let's look at magnetic markers by Alia Tools. These are great for marking bloodied creatures, ongoing damage, weakened, all kinds of different conditions for the minis on your map. They stack right underneath the mini. They're easy to use. They cost from $6 for a small player pack to about $80 for the ultimate GM pack, which I'm seriously considering picking up myself. We have a small pack that we use regularly that one of my players started bringing after he got them at a convention. And I can tell how much I enjoy using them because whenever that player can't make it and those magnets aren't there, I notice it immediately in my game and I miss them dearly. And lastly, let's talk about dungeon tiles from Wizards of the Coast. There's all kinds of different sets of dungeon tiles for all sorts of different settings. Arcane Towers is coming out soon. You've got various wilderness, various dungeons, caverns, sewers, crypts and tombs. I mean, just all kinds of different dungeon tile sets you might pick up. And I've recently picked up several of them and so that I could try them out and let you guys know what I thought. The dungeon tiles are fantastic looking. They're relatively affordable. The cost varies depending on which package you get. And they're semi-flexible, more so than, say, buying a full-color poster map would work. The tiles, however, do tend to move around a little bit, especially if you're playing with some players who are a little more rambunctious. And as they move around, it messes up your map and can be very frustrating. And obviously, they're not nearly as flexible as a marker and a combat mat. And then, of course, there's the trouble of organizing them and finding the right ones at the right time, and it does kind of slow down the setup for a fight. They do add to it all the time, which adds even more flexibility. But honestly, I would probably rather invest my money in a really good set of wet erase markers than picking up a lot of dungeon tiles. But if you want to know what a great resource is, how about dice? Yeah, dice. Everyone needs dice in their game, and if you're the player who has to borrow dice, you should be ashamed. If you want to upgrade your dice collection or start your first one, be sure to check out this episode's sponsor, GMDice.com.
Hello, this is Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. When you play a role-playing game, do you like to have your own dice? GMDice.com is one of the best selections of dice on the internet. From stone dice to metal dice and even bone dice, GMDice.com is your dice store.
And the last product I want to talk to you about is the Dungeons & Dragons Starter Set. This is a box set that is meant to be sort of quick start rules, a little mini adventure, dungeon tiles, tokens, not full miniatures, but good hard quality tokens, and even a set of dice, just to get your players started. Maybe they've never played before. Now, I use this myself in order to get some students introduced to the game. And I ran them through the three encounter sample scenario, and I feel like they got a good introduction to the game. Now, it doesn't include rules for all the complexities like skill challenges, and you don't get much in the way of magic items. There's not a ton of variety, but it gives you just little pamphlet. This is what the DM needs to know. Here are some monsters that you could use that aren't in this adventure. Here's what a player needs to know. Here are the NPCs, pre-made, ready to go. It's a good introduction to the game. That said, if you've ever played a role-playing game before, and especially if you've ever played any version of D&D before, don't waste your time and money on this. It's really seems really focused and really good to convince people to pick this up if they've never played the game before. This might be a fantastic gift to give that teenage or preteen child in your family or in your life that maybe has an interest in fantasy, and you want to see if they have an interest in role-playing in D&D, this would be good for that. This is not something you're going to be picking up if you're, well, probably if you're the kind of person listening to this show, this is not the kind of product that you're going to want to pick up, because you already know something about the game, and the very simplified adventure in it only sees limited usefulness. The dungeon tiles in it are available in the various dungeon tile packs already. The tokens are decent and nice, but I don't want to have just a random smattering of tokens and then use minis or the paper minis that I mentioned from Disposable Heroes or whatever. I don't want to have that mix. I'd rather just have all tokens or all disposable minis or whatever. So it does have limited usefulness if you are experienced with D&D at all. Okay, well, there's player and DM resources and episode 98. Email me at thetomeshow@gmail.com, swing by the forums, and let me know what resources are out there that I didn't mention. You can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/squatch. Twitter is T-W-I-T-T-E-R, and squatch is S-Q-U-A-C-H. You can also follow the Vorpal Network for all your geek news that's on the cutting edge at twitter.com/VorpalNetwork. Don't forget to tell people about the show. Let's make The Tome the most popular D&D podcast on the internet, people. Come on, let's do it. It's up to you. And of course, we have episode 100, What D&D Means to Me Stories, that you can send me by calling the voicemail line at 206-202-4553. 206-202-4553. Use the voicemail line, or I may not keep it. And then your chance of internet fame will burn up like so much paper tossed into a raging fireplace. One more time, 206-202-4553. Also, don't forget to consider checking out the Tome's Amazon store for products discussed on this show and more. The show gets part of the proceeds, and that helps keep us on the air. And if you ever see anything that you want to get and it's not in the Tome's Amazon store, let me know and I will add it. I did that for somebody just this week. And ultimately, you can go shopping for anything at Amazon.com. And as long as you get to Amazon through the Tome's Amazon store, the show still gets credit. When people buy vacuums and movies and books, I can still get credit. And I have. And I thank you for that. And as always, you can find all of this and more in the show notes at thetomeshow.com. And this has been episode 98, Player and DM Resources of The Tome, The Tome, The Tome, The Tome, The Tome, The Tome, The Tome.
I'm on the wall.